Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says Mechlala comes out from this. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Mashma, that Rebbe said he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words in this case. But Mashma is only what Rebbe holds. But Mashma Rabbi Yehuda himself holds Kiniya Metchila V'yatsoif V'chisa Metchila V'yatsoif also. But Rabbi Yehuda himself holds no, there's no difference. Even if you started to stir up the pot as soon as the milk fell in, or even if you covered it up as soon as it fell in, also the piece of meat becomes also. It is only Rebbe that says, Niran, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda in this case. Mashma Rabbi Yehuda himself says it all over. I just like him in this case. The question is why? Amai, what would be the Pshang Rabbi Yehuda then? Amai, holei bola klau. That if as soon as the milk falls on one piece of meat, right away you stir up the pot, so even that piece of meat did not get the time of the milk. So why is that piece of meat also? The Maria said, holei bola klau. So Maria said like this, you'd write. Aimer rather says this. Machlek is like this. Aimer loinir yofa yofam. Oh no, it could be as husband of Yehuda. Eimer Rabbi Yehuda's chesed and says maybe loniyah yof yof, you did not stir it up well. Lekisa yof yof, you did not cover it well either. So that's the machlekes. Rashi says shema ubol avechakach pola kishinub seif v'hog zera leisavula Rabbi Kavosa. Really, Rabbi Yehuda's machmir as zera, that even though you stir it up right away, Rabbi Yehuda's machmir maybe didn't do a good job. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you stir it up or cover it right away, still it's also, maybe you didn't do a good job right away, the time of the milk went into one piece of meat first. So this gezeira Rabbi doesn't hold from. But Rabbi does agree with Rabbi Yehuda, in the case we did not stir it up at the beginning. So the milk went into one piece of meat, that piece of meat is nasna velo, even the lady stir it up, it was already nasna velo and everything becomes also. That's the machlekes, the Rabbi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda's gezeira. No, he argues on his gezeira. Omama, what we just say before, the divya chomer the chomim. When is Rebbe let the chomim? Kishenir, when you did shake it up right away, the chisa and you covered it. Versus again, my niya my kisa. What do you mean you stirred it up and you covered it? You let me if you want to tell me niya b'seif. You only stir it up at the end. Fuller niya b'chil, but you did not stir it up at the beginning. And the same thing, the kisa b'seif. You only covered the pot at the end. Fuller kisa b'chila, and you did not cover it at the beginning when the milk first fell on one piece of meat. At that time it was not stirring, it was not covered. If so, what is Rebbe like Chachamim? Harmit, you just got finished saying, Nirun Div Rebbe Yehuda, that no, Rebbe likes Rebbe Yehuda's words in this case. So what do you mean to say you like the words of the Chachamim? Elad must be the Chachamim to say like this, Elad Nir Metchil V'Yatsoif, that you were shaking it up from the beginning until the end. The key source, you covered the part Metchil V'Yatsoif from the beginning until the end. If so, Rebbe saying he likes the Chachamim this way. Michlal is the proof then, the Rabbonim themselves, they really hold, Nir Basayf lo Nir Betchila, even if you only stir it up at the end, and at the beginning you did not stir it up at all. Or else, Kisa Basayf, you only covered the pot at the end, and Vole Kisa Betchila, you did not cover it at the beginning at all, Muta. That'll be Pshan Nechomim, they themselves hold, even though you did not stir it at the beginning, as long as you stir it up at the end, it becomes Muta. So Alma, what do we see? What the Chum alone hold? Alma, we see Ksavri, they hold Efshla Sechte Muta, that since it's possible for you to squeeze out to get the time of the milk out of this piece of meat, so the meat becomes Muta itself also, and the Chum do not hold for Nas Nevela. So even though at the beginning the milk went into one piece of meat, because then you didn't stir it up, you didn't cover it, but later when you stir it up and the time of the milk gets dispersed all over in the pot and there's Shishim against it, so everything becomes Muta. And a chav, the chum hold, eshla sefer, you could squeeze out, get the tam out, you do not say it's nasan available, it rather becomes mutter. That's the machlokes, Reb Yehuda and the chachamim. O malei ravachim edift l'ravina, ravachim edift l'ravina, ravachim mimai, who told you, did the eshla sefer, to plead the machlokes is, whether you could squeeze out the issa, whether it becomes mutter or not, there may be no eshla sefer, divriyakolos, maybe everybody agrees, it's nasan available. Once the time of the milk goes into one piece of meat, that piece of meat is not available, it doesn't become mutter anymore. But you know what the machlokes maybe over here is, b'min b'minukimitli, maybe that's the machlokes, b'min b'minoi. For Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his time, zenechanami, this first piece of meat became also. But the shalom was later, when you stir them up, the time of the meat even becomes bottled in the other pieces. There are 60 times against that piece of meat. So shalom is min b'mina bottle or not. So Rabbi Yehuda goes with time according to his own reasoning, the yom that he always holds, min b'minu le bottle. Even though it's one piece of meat, there's 100 times against it, so what? since it's min b'mino, they're all the same min of meat, remains also. And Rabbanu Tamayu, Rabbanu go according to the time, Rabbanu Tamayu, the arm of the day says this, min b'mino bottle, Rabbanu also hold min b'mino is bottle. So therefore maybe that's the machlokes over here. Someone says, no, that's not the pshat. Hi, my, how could you say that? Because it's like this, rather. I yarmet pishtam, if you tell me it's good, the rabbonin, ben min b'minoi, hochok rebu disrilei, tell me the rabbonin sheet that really over here also holds that min b'minoi is not bottle. Now the whole machloek is of the yeshla sech the pligi, whether if the first piece of meat could become mutter or not when you cook it up and get the tam of the milk out of it. So I know the kama rebbe, it's good that rebbe said, Niren div Reb Yehuda b'ho, did Yechon b'ho. It's good that Rebbe says, I like Reb Yehuda when it was not covered up right away, and I like the Chum when it was covered up right away. But Ella, but if you're going to tell me, Yamed Efshle Serchta Divri Hakolosa, that everybody agrees it was Nas Nevela, that the first piece of meat becomes also, remains also. And it's only Machoikas over here, Mim Minis Botlanat, Vocha the Mim Bimina Kemitlagi, Hai Niren div Reb Yehuda, Vie Niren Miboile. He just should have said he likes the words of Reb Yehuda that min b'mino is bottle, or he doesn't like the words of Reb Yehuda. Like, what does that have to do with when it got cooked up, when you stir it up? If everybody agrees, Eshto Serchti is also, so then that's not the machlokes over there. The only machlokes is that min b'mino is also a muta. She should have said like that. I like the words of Reb Yehuda that min b'mino is also, and according to Chomo, it's not also. The Sulam Midi, you have nothing else to say. This really is a good proof. Trash yourself like this. Eliyamet Eshto Serchti Rabbonin Nam Yosef Adi Kshor Rabbonin Beim Niyam Chid Beim Niyam Besayif Ashar Hu the Kshor Oni Mata the other one Vishim Min Yis Botol and Ashat Hitting the Ktan Echti Chakoi Heichi Motz Reb Le Misnei Nir and Divri Chomim Bishanir for Rabbonin Nam Yasri Lo Lechatich and according to this Pshat the first piece of meat always remains also because it was Nas in the Vela it's only Yishal of the other piece to become also or not. And Rebbe says, no, he holds the Chom Shita and he mixed it up, even the first piece would become Mutter. So kids, it's mashma, it's not a machlekes where the min b'min is bottle or not, but it's a machlekes, you say, Eshla Sech is Mutter or not, even that first piece of meat. According to Chomim, where you stir it up right away, or even later, if you say, oh, hold Eshla Sech is Mutter, so it becomes Mutter. So the more mustabe is part of the machlekes. The machlekes over here is Eshla Sech by Mutter or Osa. Yeah. Alright, yeah, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding that Kuf test on Merala from the bottom by the Mishnah. Yeah, by the Mishnah. It says Hakechal. Hakechal, that's like the order of a behema. So, Korea Omoitzias Cholboy. You have to cut it open the chetchila and take out its milk, like the udders there, the milk that come out of the from the animal. Talking about a behem, you made a good shechita, and now you want to cook up the meat. So you have the kachal, that's the udders of the behema. So you want to cook it up. So the chetchila, you have to first cut it, slice it, to make sure if any milk is still left inside it, should drip out. Omoitzias cholboy. It all happened though, loy koreya, let's say you did not cut it up first, before you cooked it up. And you cooked it up the way it was, so still the din is ain't over love. You're not over nisa b'osa b'cholof. So Rashi says, I don't mean al achilos if you eat the others now, lukais and v'loy al bishul. You're not chayiv for bishul b'osa b'cholof either. Why the lab cholof mikri? It's not called milk. The milk that's still left in the animal that did not come out from its others, that's not called milk. The more we explain, Rashi says whether it's a nisa the rabbanon still or not. Yeah. Now, what's going to be, the Mishnah says, halev, what about if you want to eat the heart of an animal, after the shechita, now you want to cook up the lev, the heart, so also, the chetchila is supposed to be as kare, you have to cut the heart, because there's a lot of blood there, so you have to make sure you get all the blood out. Omeitzias domei, make sure all the blood comes out. What's going to be loy kareyu? Let's say you did not cut the heart up, so still the Mishnah says, ain't no over love. You're not over the yisri, you don't get malchus feeding the blood like in the heart. So Rashi says the pshat here is, you're not chayiv chorus. Masech the Kris, Rashi says, Mukum, we're talking about belay the heart of a bird. Because in the heart of a bird, there's not a kezayis of dam. But Rashi learned, of a behema, chayiv chorus. But if you'll eat the heart of an animal without first cutting it up to get the blood out,
And if you cook it the way it is now, Rashi learns you get malchus for it. That's Rashi Shita.
Toises learns not like that. Toises learns that we always hold that dam shebishloi. Any time you cook up the meat or cook up the blood, it's not awesome with the ricer anymore. We hold then it's only awesome with the rabbonim. That's Toises kasher. Toises says that will be mechay kors. That's Toises says the b'chol din you katoni masnis and dein oivolov dein chay dein mevushal. So. Alright, Toises argues in Rashi. You'll see in the Gemara. Alright, Rashi just speak out though that even though you cooked up the lave without taking out its blood, so the meat itself does not become osa. So Rashi says because the meat, the flesh of the lave is very smooth, and therefore the blood does not go inside. It's not belay. It doesn't get any dam, any blood. The tam does not go into the heart. That's Rashi Shita. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omer Rabbi